Wednesday, August 18th, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brad Doubleman. Making headlines. South Africa's ambiguous minerals legislation will be subjected to a major overhaul, and issues relating to Kumba Iron Ore, ArcelorMittal South Africa, and platinum miner Lonmin will be dealt with immediately and taken to the cabinet soon, said Mineral Resources Minister Susan Shabangu on Tuesday. From September 1st, information on the status of exploration and mining licenses will be accessible on the Department of Mineral Resources website in the interest of transparency. Within the next 6 months, the DMR will also have a completely new system of license processing taking ready for public access. The September 1st prospecting license moratorium, which is to be gazetted shortly, will endure for 6 months to allow for a comprehensive audit of the licenses granted since the promulgation of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act. Briefing the media on South Africa's mining laws, Shabangu said that gaps and weaknesses had been identified in the MPRDA. The DMR is ready to review the act and to go to cabinet with the issues involved, she said. One half of South Africa's electricity generation could come from renewable energy sources by 2030, the Worldwide Fund for Nature said in a new report on Tuesday. WWF Climate Change Program Manager Richard Worthington explained that renewable energy is not just an environmental issue anymore, it is about assessing the health of South Africa's economy going forward. He said that reaching the 50% renewable energy target by 2030 is distinctly feasible, despite the country's heavy reliance on coal to produce electricity, and added that it is necessary to ensure low-carbon reindustrialization, which will be required under emission reduction commitments in the climate change arena. The report entitled Renewable Energy in a Just Transition to Sustainable Electricity Supply argues that South Africa has the potential to rapidly upscale its use of renewable energy, and with a combination of energy efficiency measures, this will result in cheaper electricity over the medium term. Statutory control of South Africa's media would be unwise, Business Leadership South Africa warned on Tuesday, following a meeting of the organization's leadership and members. Referring to a controversial African National Congress proposal for a media appeals tribunal and to the Protection of Information Bill, BLSA chairperson Bobby Godsell said that the free passage of ideas is the lifeblood of both democracy and the economy. The BLSA believes that South Africa's print media, as is the case in most industrial democracies, should regulate itself, he said. However, Godsell added that the BLSA would like to hear the print media acknowledge that they could do a much better job. We need a free but responsible media, he said. Also making headlines. South African public servants begin an indefinite countrywide strike today to press for better wages, saying that their patience with the government has run out. The East African Community Economic Bloc says that the region needs to raise up to $25 billion over the next decade to upgrade its railways in order to boost trade. Congress of South African Trade Unions Secretary General Zwelinzima Vabi criticizes the proposed Protection of Information Bill. And Human Rights Watch reports that corruption in the Nigerian police force has led to the beating and even killing of innocent civilians. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.